Pope Benedict is not scheduled for any events at World Youth Day until Thursday. Charles Collins takes a look at how he is still keeping in touch with the pilgrims.
While World Youth Day opened on Tuesday, Pope Benedict will not be officially welcomed to the event until Thursday. Currently, the Holy Father is at the Kenthurst Study Center, about 50 kilometers away from Sydney's central business district. The Opus Dei-run institution has provided a piano and even a kitten for the Pope during his stay, and he's been photographed taking a stroll around the compound's duck pond. Although not yet in Sydney, Pope Benedict is still the center of attention. A giant image of the Pope is being projected at night on Sydney's Harbour Bridge, alternating with a word of welcome to Catholic pilgrims and a picture of a kangaroo on a beach. Other methods are also being used to keep the Pope close to pilgrims. Yes, text messaging. Starting Tuesday, a daily message from Pope Benedict is being sent to the pilgrims and other subscribers. The first message read, "Young friend, God and his people expect much from you because you have within you the Father's supreme gift, the Spirit of Jesus." And it's signed BXV1. The telecommunications firm Telstra has erected 8 temporary base stations to help avert a common problem at large gatherings of the 21st century: too many people using cell phones and jamming the network. Now pilgrims should be able to make calls and send text messages without too many problems. The company has also put up 4 giant digital prayer walls at the Sydney Opera House, the Domain, Darling Harbour, and Randwick Racecourse. These will receive text message prayers from the World Youth Day attendees, which will then be able to be viewed by everyone in the city. A new way to bring the gospel to the streets. I'm Charles Collins.